As Jesus begins his ministry in Matthew, he repeats the same slogan over and over as a circuit preacher. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven has come near. Matthew describes his ministry just a few verses later. Jesus went teaching in the synagogues and proclaiming the good news of the kingdom and curing every disease and every sickness among the people. This is how Jesus manifests God's love to the world. Wherever the king goes, so goes the kingdom of heaven. Wherever the king stretches out his hand, so extends the reign of God into the world. Jesus preaches the good news and does good to those around him. Jesus blesses others by word and deed, by the mouth and hands, by his voice and his touch. People do not just hear about the good news of God's love, they feel it in their bodies. He encourages their hearts and mends their wounds. He strengthens their spirits and he takes away their sickness. Maybe you're like me and the word repent sounds archaic, negative, demanding. In English, it can mean to feel remorse, regret, or to change one's mind. In the Bible, repent means to change both mind and conduct. It is a transformation of both how we think and how we live. Charles Spurgeon, the 19th century Baptist preacher in London, said it this way: repentance is not only a change of mind. It seems to me more truthful to say it is a great and deep change, a change of the mind itself. We should find great comfort in Jesus' word, repent. Because with that little word, we have the promise of life change. Repentance goes with God's nearness to us, his proximity in his work and his spirit. It means the reign of God will have and should have a tangible impact on our lives. When we encounter the king, we experience the divine and his kingdom. This morning's reading from the Gospel of Matthew is about how Jesus does ministry, how he comes to serve, by preaching the good news and doing good. He brings about positive change to those who come across his path. Spirits are uplifted, bodies are healed, and people find new purpose and calling in their lives. By the words of his mouth, Jesus spreads the message of good news. It's the news of the arrival of a greater reality that transcends our own, the kingdom of heaven, a power, a purpose, a healing for the nations and for those who dwell in deep darkness. When the kingdom of heaven comes near, King Jesus comes near. The true Messiah, the one who is anointed by God, the Heavenly Father. Wherever he speaks and whomever he touches, he brings blessing from heaven to earth. This is how Matthew describes the beginning of Jesus' earthly ministry. And later in the last chapter of the Gospel of Matthew, Jesus hands over that same ministry not just to a few fishermen, but to all of us. He says, go therefore and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to observe all that I commanded you. And lo, I am with you even to the end of the age. Now we get to go. just as Jesus did, by word and deed, extending the power of his kingdom. And we would be wise to follow Jesus' example. Jesus manifests the power of God's love through the good news he preaches and the lives that are tangibly impacted by him. Theodore Roosevelt said it this way: nobody cares how much you know until they know how much you care. Jesus does not just reveal truth, he reveals the love and acceptance of God. He doesn't just give the world more information, he gives the world life transformation. It's why the world does not need smarter Christians, but more caring Christians. God calls us to be faithful not only to his truth of doctrine, but also faithful to his heart and his love for everyone. Authentic concern and love for our neighbor will have a profound impact on those around us. This past Monday, I heard a powerful sermon from one of Chicago's own, a Luther South grad, Pastor Chris Bodley, who serves in urban ministry development in Detroit, Michigan. He reminded us of one of the largest unreached groups in the United States, and that is the millennial generation. He said they are seeking an encounter with God that will forever change their lives. And I thought to myself, that's what I want. And I'm sure all generations want. What they and all of us need is to be part of a community of believers whose lives have truly been changed by God. Just as we see in our text this morning, when Jesus shows up, it changes the course of our lives and our journeys. We begin to fill our minds and hearts with God's love, and we begin to experience his healing touch in us and through us. And now our lives have purpose and meaning. God also calls us to fish for people this way. And we do it in the way Jesus fished for people, by word and by deed, by preaching the good news and doing good to those around us. Just as our mission statement says at the back of our bulletins, that we proclaim Christ, we nurture faith, and we serve others. We are here this morning to cultivate that caring community right here, to facilitate God's kingdom and his king. We are here once again to experience the reign of his son, Jesus. He transforms our lives again and again by the word and by his healing touch. By the words that have been read to us and preached to us faithfully, our minds and our hearts are mended. By his touch, through the bread and the wine, his true body and blood, we're strengthened body and soul. We have the assurance that our sins are forgiven and that we have eternal life now. We are a community that has experienced life transformation. And so we celebrate this positive change in all of the lives that we encounter. And we give King Jesus all the glory, all the thanks, and all the praise, for he has truly come near. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.